And now we've got live music coming up in the studio. As you know, it's the showbiz introduction. It's good, isn't it?
That's good, yeah.
It's okay. Yeah. There we got live music coming up from Doozer. McDooz is here to talk about his new album and Kickstarter fundraiser. So thanks very much for coming in. How are you? Come a little bit closer.
Come a bit closer, all right.
There we go. That's better.
That's all right. Yeah,
you're there. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm all right. Not bad at all.
Now, you have been to Phoenix before. Now, I heard to talk. Surely it couldn't be 2003 or 2004.
The first time, I think it was about 2004, 2005, something like that. I came down, and I think the last time, Paul was just saying, I think it was 3 years ago. So, yeah.
So what were you here for in 2003, 2004?
It was the Creative Sessions. And actually, to be honest, that was one of the first things I ever did on my own with a guitar when I came off and just left a punk band and then came down here and recorded that. Yeah, it was good.
It's good. Yeah. It's good, isn't it, at Creative Studios?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah. Absolutely lovely place.
Doozer McDooz, is that a stage name or is that really your name?
It's not really my name. It's a nickname. Doozer came about because I'm a short, dumpy bloke, and Doozers are from a program called Fraggle Rock.
Yeah.
And these little green things. And it was a nickname that stuck when I was about 17. And when I started playing on my own a lot more, I started calling myself Doozer. And then I found there was a bloke from Bristol who's a rapper called Doozer, and he's a short bloke with beard and glasses and a hat. And then I found there was also a guy called The Doozer who plays psychedelic folk music, and he's got glasses, beards and a hat. So the Doozer McDooz bit came because when I was in my old band, The Rejects, my first album, my guitarist posted it to me because I went away to university. And he put Doozer McDooz, and he just used to do that sort of thing all the time. So I decided to call myself Doozer McDooz just so people can find me on Google.
Yeah, and you've actually got the name on Twitter as well. So that's
I'm
cool.
On Twitter and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, which is good. Some people have really... I've managed to find you today, and I've tweeted out the right person. So I feel very proud. Your picture is not attached to somebody else. It's always
some
good.
Some other poor person. Who's that?
I'm not in the studio. I'm not doing that today. Tell us about the bands you've been in.
I've been in bands for... ever, pretty much, ever since I was about, I don't know, 17, 18. I was in a ska punk band called The Rejects, and we used to tour around the UK and Ireland quite a lot, and we used to scream and shout, and all our songs were mainly about our mates doing silly things and drinking heavily. And then I was in another band called Get Girl Save the World, which was a two-piece, and we had a drum machine, and we just made lots of noise. The band I'm still in, but we kind of taken a bit of a break sort of thing at the moment. It's Defer Success, which is quite similar to what I do on my own, but with some other people. Mm. But yeah, that's a kind of a folky punk sort of thing that we do. But they've all got proper jobs, and this is my job. So.
And what a great, because you were saying it's Paul just off air. This is what you do full time.
Yeah, this is what I've been doing for a living for. It'll be 3 years in June, and that's when the actual gig that I'm doing for my launch party, I found out by accident, it kind of pretty much to the day is 3 years when me and my girlfriend, Birdie Rose, she's the famous artist, Birdie Rose, and she's we basically just went, well, let's go and do this, and we both went off, and we've been travelling around in our van since, and she does her art and I do my music, and we thought we'd be dead in a ditch within a week, dirty pants on. But yeah, we've been all right, we survived, and we're still doing it, and it's just getting better and better all the time.
What a joy. I mean, a lot of people that come in the studio, they have to have their other jobs on the side, so to be able to do it full time is a dream, isn't it, really?
Well, my dad keeps telling me that I should get a job because it'll probably be less work, but... It's been really good. We're just kind of just concentrating everything on what we're doing, and we just keep travelling around. Do a lot of festivals as well.
Mm.
I played 34 festivals last year.
Wow!
And it was mental. A lot of it was running in and running out of places. So I wasn't there for long enough, but. Yeah. Yeah, it was really mental year. Yeah,
I hope you get a free beer when you do things like that and some food.
Yeah, I know, we get that sort of thing.
So
yeah,
just run in, take the food, beer,
that's
stage
it,
off.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Now, what you were talking about the album and the launch party as well, we will do a little bit later.
Okay, cool.
Tell us about the first song you're going to play and what's it about.
Okay, well, the first song I'm going to play is actually the title track of my album. It's called Not Going Back to That. It's pretty self-explanatory, I think. Someone asked me the question, what will you do? This doesn't work out. God, to be honest, oh, it's not something I've thought about. If everything goes wrong and I end up on my tod, I'll just go and get another crappy job with zero contract hours and every likeness to be sacked. Hang on a minute. Not going back to that. Not going back to that. No,
not going back to that. Not going back, not going back, no, I'm not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back, not going back, no, I'm not going back to that.
Saw a friend at a supermarket all the other day. That's where he works and that's where his pain is at. Stuck in that routine, going round and round about. Got to be honest, always something I know loads about. So every time I worry about all the things I lack, just gotta remind myself. Not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back, not going back, no, I'm not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back to that. No, I'm not going back. Not going back. No, I'm not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back. Not going back. No, I'm not going back to that. Not going back to that. Not going back to that. No, I'm not going back.